Well, I'm super pleased right now. Joining me on the phone from Bellamy Fields, Watson Fields Assisted Living Facility in Dover is one of our favorite advertisers here, Dr. John Hopkins. Dr. John, how are you today?
Good morning. I'm well, thanks. I'm in Portsmouth where it's a pretty morning, and greetings to everybody in the valley.
Well, it's great to hear your voice, and I know there's a lot going on down there with what's happening these days with the pandemic. And as we speak here, I promise I'll be a little easier on you than Lisa is in your commercials.
I'm relieved.
she rides you pretty hard, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's good. She keeps me in line.
That's great. Well, first of all, give us a little overview of what you do at Bellamy Fields and Watson Fields Assisted Living Facility.
Thank you. Glad to. The short history for me was coming to New Hampshire for the job of a lifetime in 1984, which was to open a geriatric psychiatry program with my partner at the Frisbee Hospital in Rochester. So we did that for 20 years, and then I had the chance, actually when I saw Alzheimer's and related disorders coming along, to get out and look at the hospitality model of healthcare, because I realized we couldn't cure Alzheimer's, but we could live with it. So Bellamy and Watson briefly are what I would call healthcare hotels, where people with dementia and Parkinson's and complicated illnesses like that can have a high social quality of life, which is the hotel function, and then very good medical care. Because while you can't cure these diseases, you can sort of take care of them around the edges and keep other illnesses from coming on and doing more damage. So the combination is a good quality of life.
Now, do your guests in their certain phases of mental health, do many of them understand what's going on right now with the pandemic?
That concerns me, and over the years it's been an issue to have the televisions in the big living rooms on all the time, and from whatever disaster du jour is up there for one day at a time to episodes like this, we try to control that flow of information and not have people be preoccupied or obsessed with it. But on the other hand, they get newspapers, they watch televisions, and these days read iPad news and everything too. So when they raise questions, we deal with it, but we don't sort of do it like a current events function. And it is distressing for them.
That is particularly distressing, I imagine. But you've got such an incredible staff there. How are they dealing with everything here?
This is a very hard time. Nobody has seen this in healthcare before. Talking to my colleagues at Wentworth Douglas, where I was on the staff for many years, the stress on healthcare people has never been experienced to this. Usually, you know, there's a bad day in the emergency room or a hard day at Bellamy or Watson Fields, but nothing that stretches out like this. So this is both a medical and a psychological stress phenomenon, and the combination is taking a toll.
I have two sisters who have been nurses for decades, and I was just chatting with them the other day, and they also say the same things. So there at Bellamy Fields, Watson Fields Assisted Living Facility, where we're chatting with Dr. John Hopkins, I imagine you guys are quarantined, and it must be difficult for the families of your guests who cannot interact with them as they usually would.
Yes, very hard, and we've instituted FaceTime and Skype. And people, as people have seen in the papers, you can come around to the windows, the big dining room windows or the back living room windows, which stretch down to the floor, so people can set up an outdoor chair and sit and talk on the phones. Those things look like they're Photoshopped, but there really are actual opportunities. And the hardship on families when we had to discourage everybody first, just kind of politely, and then under orders from the governor and the Centers for Disease Control to completely shut down the facilities, that's also a high stress, more so on the families, because we can continue to entertain the guests at Bellamy and Watson and keep community life going, but the parking lots are empty, and it's a very eerie feeling.
It is definitely eerie. I see that, and the streets are empty as you drive around and such. So families, I know one way that they connect with their families is they bring gifts with them when they come to visit. How can people get things to the guests there?
I like to do a combination, which is I don't want to have to wonder if you were in the kitchen cooking, baking whoopie pies and chocolate cookies, I don't want to take that risk if I can avoid it. On the other hand, we baked good whoopie pies and chocolate chip cookies ourselves, so we'd be glad to do that for you and tell your family member that it's a special delivery from you, and it serves the same purpose.
Well, what you're doing there is so special for people that are aging, and as we hear in your commercials all the time, as much fun as you have with a sense of humor, it's very serious stuff that you folks are doing there. And Dr. John, I really appreciate what you are doing. What can people do to find out more about Bellamy Fields and Watson Fields assisted living facilities?
The website is a good source of information, which is bellamyfields.com. And I just put up an alert the other day. About every week, we bring families up to date on the front page of a drop down that tells you what we're doing with the CDC and the governor. And then calling in, we're not doing admissions. I'm discouraging people from coming in right now, mm-hmm. and it's just not healthy. If you can stay at home with an elder with dementia, I think you should ride it out, maybe get private duty at home if you can. But the public facilities are tricky, dangerous places, and I would remind your listeners that the next week or two is the high critical period, without making everybody additionally nervous. What they're calling the surge is coming.
Right.
And that will be the toughest time from now till the middle of April, and then we'll see. But the short answer is good information. I believe in the social isolation and the good hand washing, and that will break the transmission sooner or later. It will blow over, but we've never been tested like this at a social level. So for all the science and all the public policy, it's kind of flying by the seat of our pants on the basis of what we've done in the past, but we have to apply a lot of new, more powerful forces to combat the virus.
All right. Well, you guys are doing such a great job there. We appreciate it. Dr. John Hopkins of Bellamy Fields, Watson Fields Assisted Living Facility in Dover, I thank you so much for your time. We pray for you and all of the folks in the line of duty like you guys are, and thank you for keeping everybody safe on your campus.
You're welcome. It was good to talk to you, and again, greetings to all your listeners.
Thank you, Dr. John. Take care.